You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. I hope that you are ready to get spooktified in the month of August. If you haven't already, subscribe, click that like button, and spread me like butter. I don't know why I'm on here telling y'all this, but here I am. My name is Jake Thompson. I've been a deputy for years down in Georgia. I've seen a lot of crap that would leave most men pretty shaken up, but nothing much shakes me up no more, I guess. So when I say that what I saw in the woods was terrifying, you best frickin' believe it was terrifying. And when I say stay away from the forests, you best stay away from them. A couple had gone missing a while back while hiking up a trail in the state park that was in my jurisdiction, and all hope of finding them was gone. On a side note, I had taken my son to the state park a couple of times before this happened. It seemed like a nice enough place. An old game warden buddy of mine had called me to the scene. He was supposed to go looking for the couple on his own, but he said something didn't feel right about the whole situation, and that he needed some backup just in case crap hit the fan. I figured he was just being a wussy, but I'll be damned if he wasn't right. We went out into the woods, and we ended up spending almost an entire day combing through every inch of that dang forest. The most we found was a couple of high school-aged kids drinking. Since I had called in sick to help with the search, I let the kids off with only a warning. There was nothing but miles of forests in every direction. Birds chirped, locusts sang, and distant twigs crunching under the hoofs of deer. We were just about to give up, but that's when we heard it. A horrible mixture of a howl and a scream came from the thing, literally shaking the pines around us. I always carry a .44 Magnum Smith & Wesson instead of a Glock, which is what most deputies carry, but in that moment, I wish I had brought more than just a revolver. Everything in the forest seemed to have gone quiet, even the wind. My friend thought that the scream sounded like a woman screaming, so he ran off towards the sounds. I reluctantly followed him. I still don't know why I'd done it, but I did. As we ran through the bush and the thigh-high grass and the brambles, we got separated somehow. Next thing I know, I stumbled into the clearing. Everything was disorienting. Every tree looked the same, and the forest was as silent as death. Out of the corner of my eye, I see movement in the brush beside me. I slowly turn towards the movement, hand on my gun. It took me a while to realize who or what it was, but I realized it was my friend. He was squatting down in the grass. He made the motion for me to be quiet and to come over to him quickly. I walked over to him and he pulled me down into the tall grass quickly. He made a motion for me to look ahead, so I did. Ahead of us was a clearing, much like the one that I was in. It took me a moment to register the gruesome scene. In front of me, eating the bloated corpse of a young man, was a mini-horned creature. Dozens of animal horns stuck out of its head, as if it had been stabbed in there. Its pale skin was stretched tight over the bones of its face. The thing's arms and legs were twisted and red, almost like red licorice. It looked like it could drop dead from hunger at any second, but it was alive. My heart nearly skipped a beat as its pointy ears perked up. It turned its head at us, blood dripping from its mouth. I've dealt with meth heads, murderers, rapists, and more on a daily basis, and I can tell you right now that I have never been more terrified in my entire life. My blood went cold as it looked at us with those dead milky eyes. It let out a growling noise like a territorial wolf. As it let out another howl, I ran. I ran as fast and as hard as I could. My friend followed me. After what felt like hours of running, we cleared the woods. My legs had never been so sore. We both came out on the opposite side of the par, where the hotel was located. My friend and I were both pretty shaken up after that. We both agreed to never bring it up to each other. I haven't ever spoken to him again since that day. I know it may sound stupid, but I sometimes hear noises coming from the woods behind my house, and I sometimes wonder if it followed me. I need to get this off my chest. I don't know why I'm doing it here, of all places, but I guess it's better out than in. My name is Judd. When I was about 16 or so, me and my dad went over to my uncle's farm. Several of my uncle's horses had been slaughtered by a wild animal of some sort, and he wanted us to try and get rid of it for him, since he couldn't do it himself on account of his gimp leg. The horses who had been killed were damn near torn in half. My uncle and his dad figured that it was a bear or something, but as I tried to tell them, there ain't no frickin' bear in this whole world that could do that to a full-grown horse. Most people underestimate how big a horse is, but the ones my uncle raised were bigger than most trucks are. Me and my dad went out there in the miles of pine and oak surrounding the farm. We were following a trail of blood and bits of meat left by the carcass bringing dragged off the previous day. From the looks of it, it looked as though it dragged off the horse's lower half into the woods. Against my better judgment, I only brought a double-barrel 12-gauge. My dad brought his old 16-gauge trench cleaner, as he called it. He brought back the shotgun and a few other things from the trenches. The woods behind the farm were swampy and boggy. My feet sank into the soapy earth with every step. The mucky dirt barely let my feet escape its grip. We tracked the blood and the gore to a giant oak tree. The tree creaked and groaned with every weak gust of wind. The tree was up on a little mound on soil elevated a little bit above the swamp. It looked old, older than everything around it. In front of the tree was a pile of rotting organs and intestines, chunks of meat and fragments of bone. The smell was so bad, it nearly made me throw up. I tried to say something to my dad, but he put his grime-covered hand over my mouth to silence me. He motioned for me to look up at the limbs of the giant tree. I did as he told me to, and my heart sank. Hanging from the limbs of the tree were various bones, with rotting muscle and tendons still on them, made into wind chimes, and brown sacks leaking what I assumed were blood. But worst of all is what was higher up in the tree. Looking down on us from the top of that tree were dozens of things. They were dog-like in appearance, but they acted almost human. They had patches of matted gray fur. Their snarling teeth were all chipped and cracked in almost every possible way. Foam dripped from their jaws. My dad got in front of me and motioned for me to back up. He leveled his shotgun to where the creatures were. He told me to run and go to get my uncle. I ran and I didn't stop running. As I cleared the tree line, I heard several gunshots followed by a dog's whimper, then silence. I got my uncle and it took us a while, but we went back out there. I led him back to the tree. and the only thing left was his shotgun and the shell casings. The tree was gone. The frickin' tree was gone. My uncle stayed to himself after my dad's death. He barely spoke to anyone after that. He was never the same after that day. My uncle eventually lost his battle with bone cancer. I buried him on the family farm next to my dad's empty casket. I am about 80 years old now, yet I still have nightmares about that day. I guess I haven't been the same since that day neither. This isn't a fictional story. Just want to see what people have to say who are into this. Maybe this community will help. My wife and I have been having a lot of paranormal activity. After moving into a wooded area just outside of Pittsburgh, our house is isolated from any neighborhood. That only makes the fear of something terrible happening even worse. I would like to point out me and my wife are illogical, rational thinkers who are educated to some degree. Fear of ruining people's perception of our family, we've turned to you guys. All these experiences had happened while sober and within the past 2 years. There's a lot, so please give us a chance to let us know what you might think. Incident 1. First things first. Animals dying in the wild is common, duh. But hearing the screams of struggle and pain almost as if the animal is being tortured, I don't know if that's normal, but the sounds send chills down my back. Incident 2. Walking in the woods accompanied by my wife and kids, we stumbled upon a small clearing in the trees. Under the leaves were children's shoes. Shoes were worn out as if they had been there for a long time. Incident 3. This one is hard to believe. Trust me, I know. I was in denial, and I didn't tell my wife what I had seen for weeks because it sounded so fake, and I didn't want to catch any flack for seeing whatever it was while I was smoking a cigarette out of the second floor bathroom window last fall while scrolling on my phone. I had that feeling as if someone was staring at you. As I glanced away from my phone to look, I caught in peripheral vision of a humanoid-type being. I used peripheral because before I could focus on it to really see it, it bolted into the woods behind my house on the east side. Completely caught off guard and terrified, I didn't even watch it run into the woods. I looked straight ahead and acted like I had never saw it. Like a deer in the headlights. I acted like scared prey. This creature was not human, and that's why I was so deeply terrified. It was tall, had shoulders and a head. No hair and color of skin, I couldn't make out. It just wasn't normal, you know? It's weird because my brain just didn't know what to do and I couldn't process it fast enough. As I stared straight, completely frozen in fear, hearing the strides this thing had was unexplainable, and the speed it had reeling through with such ease in the middle of the night and woods with the fallen trees and torn bushes is honestly inhuman. I don't know what it was. That's why I'm here. Months go by. Incident 4. Same bathroom window, where me and my wife tend to smoke when not wanting to go outside at night. We opened the window to smoke, but it sounded like it was pouring down rain. Both of us were completely confused because no water was falling from the sky. I walked downstairs to go outside, trying to understand what the hell is going on. The garden hose is on, and the handle is pushed into the dirt, shooting water into the tree above, making a surprisingly loud raining sound. Incident 5. Feeling of always being watched only at night. In the daytime, the woods are normal and somewhat peaceful, but at night, it's totally different. You have that constant eerie feeling that you are being watched. Incident 6. At this moment, we have become interested and are sitting by our window every night trying to find explanations to what that humanoid thing was. We were in mid-conversation on a random subject when a loud crack came from the ground right below us. The noise was loud enough and close enough that made us both jump and scared to all bloody hell as we locked the window and stopped for the night. It sounded like either a bat or an axe was hitting a tree really, really hard. It might be from that humanoid creature. And that loud sound, we've become actually afraid and had our children sleep in our room. Incident 7. As we were laying in our bed, my wife woke me up at 2 a.m. freaking out that she smelled burning plastic and thought that something was on fire. We have a two-story house, and we had our bedroom window cracked, and we looked outside because that is where the smell was coming from. And we saw a lit-up triangular-shaped thing in the back of the house, deep in our woods. It was of orange lights and blue light orbs next to it, and you could see shadows of people walking around the triangular thing. Immediately thought cult. Scared crapless, we were about to call the cops. But doubt set in, and we double-checked the window. About 5 minutes had passed. Incident 8. After all this, we still have to stay active. So we went on a walk one evening with the children around the neighborhood. Noticed the sun setting, we headed home. Obviously, this place is weird. Who would want to be outside? We got to our gravel driveway, which is about 100 yards. Tall trees on one side, bushes and smaller trees on the other. As we were walking about 15 feet onto the driveway, we noticed bats flying down left to right and right to left. We've only seen up to this point a couple on our side of the yard feeding off, I guess, bugs. With no car, I started walking down the driveway. My wife stayed opposing the idea. The further down we got, the scarier it became. I underestimated the amount of bats. I started running because my children became frightened. As I started running, bats literally, I crap you not, was beginning to line their flight path at my head. They would turn away probably 5 feet from my face, maybe closer. I'm not exaggerating when I say that I was frickin' terrified. As I'm running trying to avoid these demons, I hear my wife screaming as she flies past me and beats me home. My daughter, on the verge of tears, says she was so scared she thought she was gonna pee her pants. Before anybody craps on this, I know bats are docile and pose absolutely no threat to humans despite rabies. That's why this is weird as hell. I cannot explain why or how it happened, but it did. Incident 9. I personally don't see this, but it was weird and doesn't add up. One Sunday, my husband's parents were over for dinner when he came to me and said, "Yo, my mom said that she saw a chubby girl with a black sundress come out of the woods walking by the tree line, then renter further down." Without knowing the layout of the land, I know it's impossible to picture, but if you get the point. This lady came out of the north side of the house renter east-northeast. The odd part of that is the northeast tree line is property is pretty rough terrain. Steep hills, torn bushes, and loose soil. It would be hard to hike, let alone in a sundress and not physically fit. Although, about a mile and a half north through the woods, you do pop out right outside of a small town called Coropolis. See? Rational, but still odd with everything happening. Incident 10. And the last one. So far, if either one of us go to smoke at night at the window in our bathroom, we're always hearing this bell. Kind of sounds like one of those Chinese ceremonial dong symbols. Being skeptical, we thought it was just wind chimes. We've looked, there are no wind chimes at my neighbor's house. Only neighbor we have is approximately 200 feet in between each other on the south side of the house. The bell sounds are coming from the southeast side of the property. This is all what we cannot explain.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.